Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new Siman Tuf Resh Ayin Zayin, which deals with Din Achsanoi B'Chanukah. Deals with the halachos of people staying at somebody else's house. How do you light the Chanukah lit? Who lights the Chanukah lit? And all of the dinim related to this. Very important and interesting Siman. We begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Achsanoi, a guest, Shein Madlikin Olav Beveso, and nobody is lighting for him back in his home. If they are lighting for him back in his home, we'll see the halacha is different. So you have a guest that nobody is lighting for him back in his home. Tzorich lo seis pruto lebalabayis. He has to go give a penny to the balabayis, lihishtati bimo, to be participating with him in the mitzvah, b'shem and shalner Chanukah. So he purchases, so to say, a little bit of the oil, and therefore he's a partner in this, and he's yosi with the mitzvah. Alternatively, we'll see that the owner could just give it to him. He lav davik has to purchase to him, but he has to give him a share, so to say, in the shemen. The Mechaber continues, and he says, vim yeshlo Pesach posuach liatzmo, if he has his own entranceway, exitway from this apartment, this house that he's staying at, then tzorach lahadlik bepisko. Then he is obligated. That's his house, and he's obligated to light by that Pesach, as the situation is if he has such a Pesach. And this is true. Afal pisha also bias in a meyuchad el l'shein, even though he's only sleeping in that house and not eating there. Who ochel al shulchan balabais, he's actually eating in the house of the Balabais. It's like a bed and breakfast. So he has a room in there in that house. It has an exit way, but he's only sleeping in that room. He's going to be eating with the Balabais. So in that situation, he still, nevertheless, even though he's only sleeping there, has to light the menorah by the entrance exit way to that little room. And Mechaber continues, we'll just finish off this Mechaber, Vuadin Lebein Ochel Yitzlov. The same halachas applies with a son eating by their father. Now, we said a huge amount over here. I don't even know if we're going to finish all the Mishneh Berurahs on this today, and there certainly are a lot of Dershu footnotes as well. So let's jump right into the first Mishneh Berurah, Sif Kadin Aleph. And he tells us this guest, Vuadin HaBachurim Shalom Dim Shalom Bevesim. The same thing applies not only for guests, but likewise the boys that are learning in a yeshiva. They used to have boys leaving their houses and going learning yeshiva, the ancient custom of Klai Yisrael. And therefore, these boys that are learning in the yeshiva and aren't in their houses, so tzrichin lishtatif al kopanim. At a minimum, they should go and be mishtatif with the house that they're staying at in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of the Chanukah licht. Again, we'll do some of the Dershu footnotes now. We'll see afterwards. We'll do the rest of them if we have time. So here we'll start with Dershu footnote number one. He says, "Mashma shebocher she'eno somach al shulchan aviv ve'eno ochel beveso bekviyas." So it's mashma from this that if you're dealing with a bacher that is not somach on his father's shulchan anymore, ve'eno ochel beveso bekviyas, he doesn't eat in that house on a regular basis. So then he cannot be fulfilling his obligation in the yotzei dechova. Normally the father is motzi, all the children in the house, but if this boy is already out and he is learning in a yeshiva elsewhere and he doesn't come home to eat on a regular basis, so he's not called somuch al shulchan aviv in this respect, and he would have to light his own chanukah lit or be mishtatev with the household, the owner of the house that he's staying at. Now here we're talking about v'davka bal habayis o ishto hamisachsenim michutz lebeisim. We're dealing in this halacha over here in the Mishneh Berurah that we're dealing with a person or his wife that are staying at somebody else's house, not in their house. But if somebody is still at their house, so then they are yotzei with the person lighting in their house. And there's also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan in regards to Ner Shabbos. And there's also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Shebachure yeshiva hamizgorim v'yishenim b'pnimis yeshiva, the boys that are staying in a dorm inside the yeshiva, eino nechshavim kismuchan al shulchan aviyim, they're no longer considered as samuch al shulchan aviyim. But somebody that is traveling and he does have people in his house lighting for him, so then he would be considered that his house could light for him. He then discusses further halachos regarding the bachurim ibn svarat, which they have different customs, and ayin in the rest of this dirshu footnote. We continue in the Mishneh Berurah, and he says, "V'davka bebachur she'ochel b'fnei atzmo." This is talking here where the boy eats by himself. Avol m'somach al shulchan bal habayis. If he's eating on the shulchan of the bal habayis, something they used to call kest, that the boys would be put up in certain people's houses and they would eat there. So then, in that situation, hu b'chlal b'nei beiso, he's considered like a member of that household in regards to the din of Chanukah licht, and v'vadim misharsa. The same thing would apply to any servants or workers that are living in that house and somuch on the balabayis's table, kivushin smuchan al shulchan b'kviyah, since they regularly are eating at his table, midina, the basic din is ein tzorach lahadlik elim kein rotz lios min hamahadrin. So they technically fall within the rubric of the house has candles being lit, and they are technically yotzei with the house being lit, unless they wish to fulfill the mitzvah of mahadrin that they go light on their own. So then Otherwise, they would be yotzei technically with the house. Sifkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kimi Dina, the halach is, Kishi Ishto Madlekes Ner Chanukah Beveis. So if you're away on a business trip or something and your wife is lighting in the house, so then, Hu Yotzei, Dei Chovaso, Bahadlokosa. So she is Motzi him. And technically, he doesn't have to light in that situation. She is, in fact, Motzi him. Afshu B'makum Rochuk Beveis, even though he's far away from his house. And he doesn't have to go participate with whatever house he's staying at, even to participate to buy a share of the oil. No, his wife was being motzi him by lighting in their house. Furthermore, he says, Ayin in the Taz, in the name of the Marshal, B'shem of Marshal, the Davko Kishiyodeya Bebiro Shishto Malach's love. This halacha applies only if he knows for a fact that his wife is lighting on his behalf. However, Abolam Eniyodeya, if he doesn't know for a fact that she's lighting on his behalf, then Yeshlo Lahadlik, then he should light, Begam Lavarch, and even make a bracha. And based upon this, Mitam Zeh, based upon this reasoning, Mishlo Yoda Shidliku Olav, if he doesn't know that they were lighting on his behalf, and he wasn't expecting to be home, and then he comes home, Ubabi Oso Laila, the Beso, Umotsu Shidliku Olav, and he turns out that he gets to his house, he wasn't expecting to be there, gets to his house, and they in fact lit already. Nevertheless, Tzarech Ladlik, he wasn't Yotzi with them because he wasn't planning on it and didn't know that they were going to light, and therefore he now has the obligation still to light for himself. Tzarech Ladlik. Why? The Kivan Shalo Yoda Mitrila, since he didn't know that they were lighting on his behalf, he thought they were also away or whatever the situation may have been. Mistama, therefore, the Stam position is Hayadaito Lahadlik Biatzu. Oh, I'm going to light tonight in the new place where I am. But then, if surprisingly, he came home, and even though they lit for him, Lo Lotzeis Bishal Ishto, he didn't have in mind to be Yotzi with the lighting in his house, because he didn't know about it, and therefore the takonis chacham is that he has to go and light on his own again. And I in the Mogen Avraham should die to be said, the Adi Bula Bracha. However, the Mogen Avraham says, even though he should light in this situation, he should light without a bracha. Now, the issue footnote number 2 points out, Ubachor Yeshiva Hamizgora B'meshach Hashanah B'pnimis HaYeshiva. The boy is in the dorm all year long. However, B'Chanukah Nimtza B'Beis Horav. In Chanukah, he goes home. So the Chazon Ish says in that situation, Shiyadlik Bebeis Horav. Then he should light the candles in his parents' house because he really isn't part of that household anymore. However, the Imbarovi made Chanukah, who Nimtza B'Yeshiva, and if he's in the Yeshiva for most of Chanukah and then he goes home, B'Chazal Bebeis Horav, Rach Liyom or Yomayim, then that's a different halacha. The issue for number 3 discusses how do we define being somech on somebody's shulchan. Together, somech al shulchan acherim b'kviyas. How do we define that? That you're regularly there. So Yashiv Zatzal brings down shehu imdor shom shloshim yom. If you're going to be there for 30 days, that's called your somech on the shulchan. And then you can even be included in that din from day 1 if you're planning on being there for 30 days. He then brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal that if you're married, but then you go back to your parents' house, so Eino nechshav kiyachav b'nei bayis. You're no longer considered one of the house because you're now married. You're off on your own. Elekach sanoi, and you're considered like a guest, and you would not be automatically yotze with the halakha that your father lights. Afilu misarech etzom koy mechanika. Even if you're staying there for the entire Chanukah, and you'd have to light on your own, or you'd have to give him a pruto, or he'd have to give it to you as a matana. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds that even if you're living there for a long period of time, afilu imdor etzucham v'olam, if you're by your in-laws or by your house, letkufa mimusheches shokam chadoshim, you're there for a number of months. Nevertheless, you should be madlik yourself. Then yotzi b'adlokas balabayis. You're not yotzi automatically with adlok with the balabayis. And this is true. Afilu le'elu hanoagim shirak balabayis madlik. And this is even in a situation where they're not mahadrin mahadrin, that only the balabayis likes. You're not included. Why? Given Shador Shom Bikvios in Bnei Beso Bechedir Misuyam, since you're living in that house, but you're living in a separate room. Hareo Nechshav Kimi Shesocher Cheder. You're like a renter of that extra room, even though you're there for a while. Shebavada Eino Nechshav Somuch Al Shulchan Balabais. You're not considered in that situation that you're Somuch Al Shulchan Balabais. Just because you're there for a long period of time, that doesn't do it. Vitzorich Lahadlik Biatzman. You'd have to go and light on your own. Obviously, not demanding rent from you. That doesn't necessarily put you out of the status of being a renter, even though you're not paying rent. The issue footnote number 4 discusses what about if somebody else in the house lights for him, not his wife, and he's not there. Can you be yotze with that? So it brings down from the Sefer HaTruma, Shu yotze yidei chovo b'adlochoso, that other person, let's say his son, lights. He's also yotze in that situation. This is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, and Zatzal and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He also brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if there is Nebuch a widow, so then the minhag would be that her oldest son would light rather than the widow lighting herself. Ve'ein ima madlika be'atzma. She shouldn't light herself. The son should light in that situation. Again, halachically she could light, but the minhag is that the son would light in that situation and be motzi her. Then he adds an additional din, that if your wife is not at home, you're not at home either, and she lights where she is, but not in the house, so then Roshomu Zalman Zatzal says, Ein habal yotza yidei chovo b'had l'kosasa. The husband can't be fulfilling his obligation with his wife lighting not in the house. And likewise, v'chein imhu madlik b'mokum shu nimtza, and if he would light where he is, ein he yotzeis yidei chovo b'had l'kosasa. She can't fulfill her obligation with his lighting, because that's not their set place. And this is also brought down the Sefer, Leket Yosher. And this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashev and Rabbi Nissen Karlitz, both Zatzal, and l'hadli b'chein l'chaim, b'chein Kanievsky Shlita. On the other hand, Rav Osner Zatzal, as well as we'll see also in the Sefer from Rav Steinman, the Shalmei Toda, Rav Steinman Zatzal, they disagree. They say, Haisha Yotza, Bad Lokas Bala, Kishin Avais, wherever the husband is, they're Yotze, even if he is not home. A woman who's in the hospital giving birth, Mazel Tov. So if her husband's at home, of course she's Yotze with her husband's lighting. But if her husband's not at home, so then Rav Yashin says, Tzrich Lahadlik Bevesacholim, Esalachalom. Then she has to light in the hospital, if it's at all possible. Again, very, very dangerous to light in the hospital with a real flame, and no hospital will allow you to do so. So then the question would be, can she light in such a situation with a battery-operated menorah? Alternatively, the better suggestion would be that wherever her husband is, let him, quote, acquire that room that he's staying at as his own, and then that's his house, and then she could be yotze with him. He points out as well, Shalom Zalman Zatzal, she'ishto tzricho l'chavein shadlokatia gamavur, then in that situation, she should certainly have in mind that her husband is being motze her. There are many additional things here, but we have to move on, I mean, the rest of this Dershu footnote for some additional situations. Dershu footnote number 5 has a fascinating scenario. What happens if you're in a different time zone? Husband and wife are in different time zones. So Dayan Weiss, that's all, and the Shelos Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak brings down that based upon this Mishnah Berurah, Yotzei Yidei Chovo B'had L'Kosah, the husband can be Yotzei with his wife's candle lighting, assuming that the wife is lighting at a time that he could fulfill his obligation at that time. So his wife has to be lighting already when in his time zone where the husband is, that he could fulfill the obligation. It's already the Zman. So, for example, if his wife is lighting in California and it's 8 o'clock at night, and for him it's 11 o'clock at night in New York, so then she could light for him and be motzi him. But if it was the other way around, he's in a later time zone. So he's in California and she's lighting in New York at 5 o'clock. For him, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it's not yet the Zman, so then she would not be able to be motzi him. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal disagrees and says, no, even in that situation, her lighting would be able to be motzi him. His reasoning is, since his house has the candles lit, so therefore he is yotzi when his wife lights the candles there, even though he is not in that time zone and not there. Finally, the issue footnote number 6 explains why the Magen Avraham says that in the situation where he didn't know that his wife was lighting for him and he comes home, he should light again, but he should light without a bracha. So the issue footnote number 6 explains from the Marshal that since the takana of Chachamim, Hoysa Lechaivu Lahadlik, Kol She'en Yodeh She Madlik, if he doesn't know that she lit, and it's only Imhoya over Al Takana Zu, Vesomek Shetadlik Miskavin, Losis Badokoso, Hayyotzi Bidiyevit, and therefore Lohaya Rosh Levaro, since he would be Yotzi Bidiyevit. But to get around that, go and make the lighting, but without a bracha. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel, where he says that the person who is an oreach should be mishtativ with a pruta, he should give a pruta. Hainu shein tzorech achsonoi liten kol chatzi otzoas aneros. He doesn't pay for half of it, rak be pruta sagi, just a percentage, even a penny's worth is fine. The al yidei zeh makna lo chelik b'shemen. This way he acquires a partial ownership of the shemen, a chelik of the shemen, and therefore he's yotze. Some suggest that since he's purchasing it, the Baal HaBayis should add a little bit more. Chutzashir, beyond the shear, besides the half hour that's already there, or the minimum half hour that's already there, he should add on a little bit more for this achsanoi. And it's perfectly fine also if he just is maknim a share for free. That's no different than if he paid a penny for it. However, bottom line is, if the achsanoi does have his own candles to light, it would be preferable if it would light himself. And the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud, he says, in this way, Yotze, even the opinion of the Ma'ariv, because of the Kayom Shaminog Ba'alma Lios Min HaMahadrin Ne'el Kol Echot, since nowadays everybody lights on their own, even if it's only one candle, they light on their own. Again, I would dare say that today Minog is Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, everybody lights the full amount of candles, so therefore, there's a chashad that this person doesn't like, that, oh, he's not lighting Hanukkah lift, and therefore, if he has the ability to do so, he should light on his own. The issue footnote number 8 points out, let's say a bachur went away and he asked his friend to light on his behalf where he should have been lighting. but he didn't leave him oil. So then Rav Azaz Hatzal brings down, so in order to acquire for the person that isn't there, so he should make a kinyan with somebody else to acquire it on his behalf. We have the concept of Zoch Neolim Shalom Bufanim, and therefore they should do so. And only in this situation would it be Yotzeh his chova of Adlaka. And what about the wicks? So the Kaf HaChaim brings down, it's not only the oil that you should be participating in, but you should also participate in the share of the wick itself, as brought down in the Shilas HaTshuvas from the Rashba. And this is agreed upon by both Rav Azda, the Shevet HaLevi, and Rav Yashiv Zatzal in their Svarim. You should also make the kinyan with the psilos. Dishah foot number 10 says, "V'im isareach shom im ishto uvnei beso." If you're going away with your family, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, "She nitfalim heim elav v'yotzim idei chova idei heishtatvos shelo im balabais." Then, even though you're making the heishtatvos with the balabais, since your family is with you, they're also included, and they're not obligated to go light on their own as well. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Dal, and he writes, "Hainu afilu im ochel al shulchan balabayis." Even if you're eating with the balabayis, lo amrinun dechvenei beis odomi. This guest is not considered that he's a member of that household, and therefore he should be mishtativ with him with a penny, or have the person just give him a share for free. Umidina dai b'ner echel dekulam. And even though we say that normally one candle for the whole house works, since kivim de orechu, but he's a guest here, he's not a member of the household, he's not a regular person at that table, bekvias, on a regular basis, so therefore tzorech lishtati bimon. Then we do paskin that he should be mishtati with him, that he has to go and actually hear the brachos from the Baal Habayis. If he doesn't hear the brachos, it's a problem. And dish foot number 11 reminds us that this was discussed earlier in Simon Tofresh Ayin Hay, Sivkot and Tess, and in all the dish footnotes over there. Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay writes, if Yesh Lo Pesach Pasuach, if he has his own doorway into his room, then it would be preferable if he lit on his own rather than be mishtatev. And the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Atam Mishum Chashad, because people are going to see a doorway, they're going to see no Chanukah lit there, and they're going to suspect him for not lighting Chanukah candles. Shiyach Shadu also, Shalo Yadlik, Ner Chanukah, that he doesn't light Ler Chanukah. And the fact that he knows that they're lighting on his behalf in the house, that doesn't change around this Chashad at all. Sivkot Vav, Pesach Pesuach, Vafilu Pesuach Leruach, She Pesach Bal Habayis Psucha. Even if it's the opening is in the same direction where the Bal Habayis is, doorway is, Balabayis halo hidlik near Chanukah, and everybody sees it, the Balabayis lit near Chanukah. Nevertheless, there is this chashadi, mekom mekom chayshinun, kishiyedu shepo his achsein oreach echod yom shlo hidlik near Chanukah. People will see that they know that there's a guest here, and they'll assume and suspect that maybe he didn't light Chanukah candle. Let's go back now and look at a couple of the bir halachas that we didn't get a chance to do. So he brings down in the first bir halacha, bir dibra maskel, lo seis prutot lo Balabayis. So he says that that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham, but it's not the opinion of the Marshal. And the Prichodesh writes, he says that you have to go and be mishtatev. In the next Bir Halacha di Ramatz lishtatev, he writes, it's not an exchange. You like this night and I like that night. No, that's not the way you do this. Each of them is a 50-50 partner, even though it's not 50-50. They're each partners on each night. Or give him a pruta and purchase a share each night. And this is brought down the name of the Meiri and the name of the Chachmi Tosis. The next Bir Halacha, Imo, says, look in the Prima Gadol in the Eshel Avraham, where he says, "Im shnei bali batim dorim b'cheder echa." Two people live in the same room. Being somchim, and they're not really together on the same table. V'chol echad ocha mishlo. They each have their own separate food. In other words, there are two people sharing a room. They're roommates. Tzarech iyun im dai b'shitav. In that situation, would shitav be enough? Dev shu tzarech kol echad midina ladik b'shlo. No, in that situation, maybe they're each obligated to light on their own, and shitav won't work. V'oreach ev shorekel. Only maybe by your oreach they're meiko, but not necessarily in this situation. Ad kan lishono of the Eshel Avraham. However, he also brings down that the Levush and the Prichodesh disagree, and he brings down other opinions there as well, Ayin Shom. And finally, in the next Bir Halacha, Pesach, he writes, Lechora, kiven that tam, mishum chashoda, the over mishavim, since the reason that you're light, asking to light is because of the passersby that may suspect that he's not lighting, and now, therefore nowadays, v'zmanenu, the madlikim bifnim, nowadays we light inside, to leka chashoda do. There is no chashad in this situation, and this is also what the Ramah says in Simon Tov Rishayin Aleph, and therefore, he questions, v'amai machbirim b'yeshlo Pesach b'so. So why then are we going to be machmir in this situation? However, he brings out from the Mariel the opposite of point of view, in the rest of this Bir Halacha to see that point of view, and he concludes with the statement, "Mikomakom kosh al ramah mimanushat." There's a manushat that the ramah is kosher, And with this, we'll conclude today's shiur.